Can you hear me? It is very, very, very special for me to be here, mainly for two reasons. One is I was born into a Lutheran family. My parents are Lutheran, my sisters, my whole childhood. I was baptized, confirmed, and all of that in the Lutheran church back in Germany. And this, I think, is the first time that I'm standing in front in a Lutheran church. So this is very special to me. I feel really, really, really special. The other thing that makes me feel special is that I always, always love it when the nations of the world come together with one heart in unity. It is something that is so much on God's heart that we learn how to love one another, because that is at the core of everything we do. So those are the two things that are real special to me. Now, I know I do look white, but 32 years ago, my wife and I and two children, we left Germany following the call into missions. And we started in Hawaii and for a few months and then lived for 11 years in Micronesia, which is up here somewhere there, Saipan, Guam, and worked in this part of the world called Micronesia, Palau, Yap. Islands or places that are very familiar to you, like Ulithi, Mogomog, Fadarai, Fajalap, Ifaluk, you know, are very, very famous places. And then we moved from there down to Tonga. And you've all heard about Tonga, I'm sure. And you've heard about Fiji. You are very close connected to Fiji. Some of you have been to Fiji. And so we worked in these different countries, New Caledonia, Vanuatu, Cook Islands, Tahiti. And now we are actually still working in all those places, but we are living down in New Zealand. And that's where we have come from. Somebody asked, where do you live? I said, in a camper van standing right outside. It's wonderful. So we're on a two-month trip actually to Germany primarily, but also visiting Norway. And we are very glad that Pastor Joely has invited us. So thank you for the invitation and for the opportunity to stand here in front of you this morning. And I know the topic, of course, is family and missions. That's what we've been asked to talk about. And I cannot think about this without laying some foundations. So the scripture this morning said, in everything you do, in all things you do, do it with all your heart. I think that God has called every single person who is a Christian to be a missionary, because when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, all the world starts in front of my doorstep. And preaching the gospel and sharing the good news and about the love and life of Jesus Christ is something that all of us ought to do. But we need to have some basic understanding. And if you don't mind, would you like to interact with me a little bit this morning? Okay, I need 5 adult volunteers and 2 children. If you could come up, please. We need to just demonstrate something that makes it easier. Just come up. And once we have 5... come on. This is 1 adult. We need 4 more. 2, 3, 4, 5. Wonderful. Okay, I'd like for 3 of your men, to make a circle. Join hands and hold a circle. Maybe you can stand over here. Can you stand over here so that it's a bit... or maybe one of you can stand down. That's good. Then it's a bit easier to be seen. There you go. So join hands. Now, this is just a little picture of who God is. Because God said at the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what the Bible says. The word there for God is Elohim. And Elohim actually means is he is one God, but he is made up of more than one. And we do understand that it is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Correct? We understand that? So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit... you'll be all right with the Father, you're all right with the Son, and you're all right with the Holy Spirit? Okay. So if you look at these three, can you imagine these three ever fighting? No. You know, there's perfect love and perfect submission, always being encouraging. They're doing really whatever they're doing always together in absolute, fantastic, 100% harmony. Can you imagine the son saying to the father, "Dad, come on, grow up, this is 2016. Or can you imagine when they created the giraffe said, "Father, I think that neck is a little long. You've got to have some special trees for this thing to get up and eat." When he made the elephant, you think, that thing is a little bit too big. I mean, what if he steps on a mouse? You know, I mean, I think there was no arguing. They were just looking at each other and having great joy when they created things. And then at the beginning in creation, he also created what? Mankind in his image. So are you two all right? So you'll be our... Relax. Could you come down? Just relax. So he created Adam. He created mankind. In his image. Can you remember his image? This is his image. The image of love itself. So he created man, breathed his life into him. And then he said, well, it's not good for him to be alone. So he created... We are not going to marry you here, but that's all right. You're with me, right? So you created another human being, Eve, because it wasn't good for man to be alone. It was important that these two really reflect the Father, right? They reflect God, and that's what we're called to do, to reflect Him. So in all things that we do, we're focusing today on family, because the very first place where this image, where God said, "You are created in my image," needs to be reflected here. This is the first port of call. The first opportunity. With no one else do you say, "I do," until death shall separate us, and I'm not going to kill you. So you do it. You make a covenant with another person for a long, long time, and that covenant will be upheld all the way through. So this is a very, very important part. And if you are, how many of you are married? Few of you. You know that it's not always easy, right? There's difficult times. You don't always agree. You want to yell. You want to scream. Sometimes you really want to do something else, but you know you shouldn't. And but you know what? We need someone. We need the foundation. We need to plug into somewhere, to a source of life. And this is what I think. Would you come up here and just step inside this circle? And when God said, "I want you," in John 17, it says, "I want all those that you have given me, the disciples, to be in me like I am in the Father." This is what Jesus is saying to the Father. I want these people to be in me like I am in you. So he said, you can't do this unless you are in me. So in other words, we need to walk close with God if we want to succeed in reflecting His image as husband and wife. Now, where are the two little ones? I need two young ones. Can I have two young ones? 10 and under? Who would like to come? Come. I'm not so scary. You want to come? Oh. All right. So you want to go in there? Now, Adam and Eve had children, right? And so we have family. Another one. Come on. There you go. We can have 15 or 20, you know. The more kids, the better. But can you see how the most important thing really is for a husband and wife, a father and mother, to pass on that love, that covenant love that is between Jesus and the Father, because we are made in His image to pass it on. Oops, sorry. You all right? Just poked my finger in his face. To pass it on and model that to the next generation. To teach them the ways of God, teach them values, godly values. That is the primary thing for every person on earth, for every missionary. So even for us, as we went out to the islands of the sea, that was our primary thing about, not about going out, but about life. So whether we are traveling and whether we are in a foreign land, and many of you are in a foreign land because you're not home, I can see it by your faces, you are here, working as something in whatever sphere, whatever area, as business people or in education or wherever, your first mandate, our first mandate is family. It's the first port of call to reflect who Christ is. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Right? It's not so little, that light, actually. That's why I don't like the song so much. I liked it because the beat, it's good. But it's a big light. And when in our family, when we shine like this, it's a big light. People see it and they love it. Thank you. You can sit down now. Can you give them a hand? They did really well. So I wanted to make sure that we understand that as a background. Now, I'm bringing greetings from our part of the world. A lot of young people there. And what I would like for us to do is, you know, that. How many of you like milkshakes? You like milkshake? You know why milkshakes are so good? I like the berry milkshake the best, actually. Or banana. How many of you like banana milkshake? Woohoo! Banana milkshake, I think, especially when it's with bananas from the islands, because they taste really, really good, are really good. And the reason why it tastes so good is because there's different ingredients put together, and it tastes yummy. There's water, milk, ice, banana. Some put yogurt in there and some other yummy little bit of sugar or something. You have all these different things that are unique in itself, blended together, and it tastes really, really good. So that's one thing that I think God really wants us to understand, that even in family, or especially in family, when we have different individual people who are very special, very unique, but very different from each other, come together and blend together, it just looks good, you know. So I want us to do something. Can we all stand? We are going to make some banana milkshake, okay? And now you need to follow us, follow me. Katrina, you want to join me? Katrina knows how to do it. Okay, you need to follow my actions. All right. Sorry. Did take this, open this up. Bananas unite. Yeah, you're very good. Let's do that again. Bananas unite. And now you follow what I'm doing, okay? And we have some real good banana shake. Pick banana, pick, pick banana, pick banana, pick, pick banana. Peel banana, peel, peel banana, peel banana, peel, peel banana. Slice banana, slice, slice banana. Slice banana, slice, slice banana. Mush banana, mush, mush banana. Mush banana, mush, mush banana. Shake banana, shake, shake banana, shake banana. You do not shake really well. Come on, shake. One, two, three. Shake banana, shake, shake banana, shake banana, shake, shake banana. We're going to have you do this by yourself. All right. Say the words too. All right, can we do it again one more time? Okay, it starts with pick. Pick banana. Peel banana. Slice. Mush. Shake. Yeah, yeah, some of you got it. Okay, one more time. Bananas unite. Pick banana, pick, pick banana, pick banana, pick, pick banana, peel banana, peel, peel banana, peel banana, peel, peel banana, slice banana, slice, slice banana, slice banana, slice, slice banana, mush, mush banana, mush, mush banana, mush banana, shake banana, shake, shake banana, shake banana, shake, shake banana. Good. Very good. All right. So that was the greetings from the islands. We like putting action to the things that we like to say and do. So remember, each one of us in a family is very unique. Husband is not like wife. Each one is a great treasure and adds to the flavor of a good shake. Now, when we come together, even from the different nations, it's the same thing. The more we put in there, the better it looks, the sweeter it gets. So just to demonstrate, just a couple of pictures real quick before Katrina comes up. We have been married for 36 years. And just knowing and understanding that this little demonstration that I made about who God is has been a great challenge, but also a great joy. And after 36 years of being married, we are now without our children at home. They've all gone, but we are enjoying even a new season where we are not have no children around us. We can do things together and work for God and with God together, and it's a great, great joy. So it's this relationship that comes first. When we left, we had two little kids. They were 1 and 3 years old. And so while we were out in the Pacific, we had two more children, Joanna and Jonathan. And Joanna, Katrina's going to talk about them in a minute. So this is in 1990. You see some toothless kids there, not because they hit them somewhere in the front, but that's a natural thing, you know, their teeth fall out. So we raised them in Tonga, primarily on the islands. These are island kids. And this is in 2003 when the first of our lot started leaving. So this was one of the last photos that we had before they went out into all parts of the world, into Europe and Asia and whatever. And now they're all married and they have kids. So this is what we look now. So this is 20 of us. So, but the biggest job really, the biggest mandate for us, or the biggest job has been to just live out that what God has said, you know, the being image bearers of Him within our family. And Katrina's going to talk about how that looks in particular with the kids and how that worked out.
Okay, so family and missions is possible, and it's something that we're all called to do. And I just want to share a few principles that we learned through these years of doing family and missions. So I would like you to participate by, I'll share a principle and I'd like you to repeat it, and then I'll talk about it and then we'll go on to the next one. There's just three, so don't worry. The first one is being in the center of God's will is the safest place. Can we say that?
Being in the center of God's will is the safest place.
So, of course, before we left to go out into missions, the sort of traditional sense of missions, people say, well, how can you do that as a family? And the big question was medical health care. You know, what is it going to be like being on a tiny little island where you don't have all the medical facilities like in Germany? Valid question. So I asked somebody who'd been on the Anastasis, the YWAM mission ship, for many years, and she said, you know, you can stay in Germany with all the hospitals and doctors available, and it would be far more dangerous for you if you're disobeying God than if you step out in His will, you go to a remote island, and you're surrounded, you don't have all that medical care, but you're in the center of God's will, you are in a far safer place. And so we found that all the years that we were out there, yeah, we did have some very weird children's sicknesses, but actually the time when we had the worst thing, when half the family got hepatitis, was the time we were back in Germany. It wasn't that we were disobeying, it was that we were on furlough. But God took care of us, and He always had some special nurse or doctor turn up who happened to be visiting or something that could help us when we needed help. So that's the first principle. What is it? Amen. Second one is from the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me, not even education. Can we repeat it?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me, not even education.
So, next question, what about the kids' schooling? So, we always asked God, what do you want us to do about our kids' schooling? We didn't just presume. This was the way, the normal way. So when we were in Saipan, we first of all, I went to a Christian school, the oldest two, for a couple of years. Then I had a friend who challenged me to homeschool. I don't know, don't think you can do it here in Norway, but there we were able to do it. And I said, no way, I'm looking forward to when the kids are gone all day and I can do what I want. But then God spoke to me through a passage in Isaiah about idolatry and how education can be an idol. And He really showed me that I should put Him first above the education of my kids and let Him tell me how He wanted them educated. So for 10 years, I actually did teach them myself. Now, people would say like, oh my goodness, you know, that's a terrible thing. But the thing is that we really listened to God for that instruction and we were doing it in obedience to Him. And we didn't presume every year, but every year we prayed afresh, is this really what you want us to do? So after 10 years, they actually went to a high school, and it was amazing. God really gave me a pat on the back, because our daughter turned out to be the ducks. like the best student in the school in Tonga, and everybody was talking about it, and they said, where did this girl do her her schooling before she came to Tonga High School? She homeschooled? And they were, oh. That sort of gave them a little shock. So what is the principle here?
Thou shalt not have any idol.
Great. And the last one is, each child is unique. Don't try to impose on them what they should become.
Each child is unique. Do not impose on them what they should become.
So we really helped our kids to learn to listen to God and to encourage them in what he was saying to them. So I'll just share about the three boys first, because they were in New Zealand. And this is Nick, our oldest, who he wasn't sure at first, did he want to become a youth pastor? Did he want to be a musician? And he tried youth pastoring for a year. It didn't seem quite fit. And then he started studying music, and he had a band, and he really wanted to reach out into the secular world with his music. And so he also married a musician, and he's actually teaching music right now. And we just saw a video of his three-year-old son loading the drums. So he's passing it on. Next one is Hans. Hans has a passion just to lead people into the presence of God. He does living room concerts. His wife is from Poland, and so he does concerts in Poland, has been on Polish radio, but is also living now in New Zealand. And he also has his own coffee espresso bar in Tauranga, where we live, and here he is making the best coffee in town, or so people say. So, and then we have Jonathan, our youngest, who, as you can see, he was actually heading to be a professional basketballer, and he was passing the skill on to his little son, Theo, who's our oldest grandson. And but at the time, it began to conflict with the family, like too much time away, especially weekends, and he actually gave it up, started to become an apprentice builder, and has his own building company now, and employs others, and he just has a joy in seeing providing work and also building very good quality houses. So that's our Jono, and finally our Joanna, who's actually the third oldest, but I chose to do her last because she's not in New Zealand, she's in Cambodia. And I was pregnant with her, I watched a movie called Killing Fields about Cambodia. Have any of you ever seen that film? It's just about the genocide there in Cambodia. And I said, Lord, let the baby that's in my womb make a difference in a place like that. And I wrote it in my diary and never ever told her. When she was 16, she was already starting to get interested in the medical profession, and she actually has ended up, by listening to God, following his call, she's working as a midwife in Cambodia now. So I just see how God honors those prayers of a parent in the womb. And there she is. She has two boys of her own, but she also specially ministers to the women in at-risk women and women who live in slum conditions, and is setting up a birthing center and teaching on women's health. So this is really how we've seen God just develop our kids. They've never resented being with us out in the islands. They've really felt enriched by the cultural background, even knowing people like Joely and Eileen. They were part of their journey and trained them in King's Kids. So we're so thankful. And just what principle was that? Every child
is unique,
and we must not impose on them what they should become. And finally, I just want to say, before I hand it back to Hinrich, that you can do missions as a family. We are called to, but never let your mission become more important than your family, because your first mission is your family. Thank you.
Thank you. I just would like to close by praying for you. Is that okay? Especially for all your family. So if you could stand for a minute, and if you're a husband and wife, you may hold your hands right now. And go to your hubby or your wife. Yeah, that's good. Hold your hands. If you have your kids there, if you can have your kids around. So Father, I want to pray this morning for every family that is here in church this morning. You have called us to be your image bearers. You have called us in all things to reflect you with all of our heart. Help us, Father, because we need your help to love one another, to forgive one another, to champion one another, to encourage one another, especially as husbands and wife. So I want to pray for your blessing on every marriage here this morning. May your peace rest upon that primary relationship in our life. That relationship comes before any other relationship, is the most precious one, and is the one that we have committed ourselves to for the rest of our life, unlike any other relationship. So I pray for your blessing on every marriage. And then I pray for your blessing, Father, on every family. That includes the children and the grandchildren and the grandparents. So I do pray, Father, that you would have your way within every family, the family at large, with the children and the grandparents and the grandchildren and all of that. I just pray, Father, that your love would be freely flowing, and that your love would freely flow between every individual in the family, so that that big light that you are would shine through us wherever we are, wherever we go, even at work. Whatever happens at home will reflect on how well we do when we are not at home, when we are at work, when we are going after the other things that we do in our community. So may your peace and your love rule in our families. I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.